Hello, world.
Hello, partners.
Hello, builders.
Hello, startup founders.
Hello, pioneers.
Hello, company builders who are thinking about if it's worth building integration.
Hello, partners.
I'm Karen Ng.
I'm Brian Garvey.
And this is Good Morning Ecosystem. You missed it with me.
Sorry.
And this...
One,
ready.
Two, three. And this,
is Good Morning Ecosystem. Everyone has big ideas about what's next for how businesses connect with customers and go to market. Allbound, surroundbound, community, the rise of AI, the end of SEO, whatever it is, disruption is the theme of this new era.
It's the beginning of a new S-curve, and we have more questions than we do answers, but we know one thing for sure, ecosystems will be at the center of what comes next. Is Good Morning Ecosystem just about HubSpot? No. This podcast is way bigger than that.
It's about one of the largest economic reorganizations in history, the shift from industry sectors to customer-focused ecosystems, and how partners who are building new apps and services create and adopt GTM strategies that will define and accelerate exponential growth in this era. Join us for a power-packed series of conversations with leaders who know how to identify opportunity early and shape strategy on a massive scale.
All right, Karen. MIT, Microsoft, Google, Common Room, and now HubSpot. Why did you join HubSpot and what did you come here to do?
I feel like I have to start with the culture thing because the culture is real. And that is such a thing that is so attractive at HubSpot. But you know, my whole journey and my whole career is I am a builder. I want to take technology and the intersection of technology. At MIT, I wanted to create and invent a new teacher that was amazing at like taking hints or helping kids learn. But it was always around disruption and what we could build together to change and make people's lives easier. When I joined HubSpot, that's what HubSpot does. You know, we help people buy, sell, and service in all kinds of ways, in ways that are human, that connect with people, and in the way that we want to sell, service, and buy. When I came to HubSpot, what I had done at Microsoft was create a brand new programming language with C#. Started from nothing, and now it's one of the top 10 triple E languages in the world. At Google, I worked on the Android platform, and with 3 billion devices, how do you get the right apps in that ecosystem? And with HubSpot, it felt like it was only the beginning. The platform, the ecosystem, how we are human-led and how we are human-led and how we connect with customers, and how there was a disruption shift on what will happen. So I came to HubSpot to build a platform and to create an ecosystem and to be part of the next wave of disruption in how people buy, sell, and service. How about you, Brian? Management consulting, Amazon Web Services, scaling HubSpot through expert partners. Why is this an inflection point in HubSpot's ecosystem?
Yeah, great question. I think it really starts, as it should, with customers. I think customers are just expecting more from their technology and from their investments. They expect value. They expect personalization, convenience. They just want things to work, right? And they should expect those big things in this moment. We are living, I believe, in one of the most exciting times in all of human history. Cloud, AI, the power of platforms, like you mentioned, like HubSpot. With all the investments that we have made, our remarkable product team has made, I would suggest that HubSpot has never been more powerful. And don't even get me started on our app and solutions partners. There is no more a customer-obsessed ecosystem anywhere in the world. I truly believe that. And last but not least, just tech has evolved such that customers don't need to cobble all this stuff together and hope that it works, right? No, they don't. We now have the ability to truly light all of this up in an interconnected and networked way that benefits customers. It ensures that they get the best of all of this based on their personalized goals and objectives. Now, it's clear to me that things have really changed and will continue to change. This is day one. Now, our partners have always played a critical role in solving for HubSpot's customers. We know that. This is no different. So as we approach this new S-curve, partners are just going to be right there with us traveling up that new curve. And I'm excited. Ecosystems are what's now and what's next. Anyone should come. Everyone should be here. Check in for a new episode of Good Morning Ecosystem every Tuesday starting April 2nd, wherever you get your podcasts. We can't wait to build with you.